Okay, friends, today we are reading a story just similar, I think, to what we read yesterday. But whenever we see two books that are by two different authors that have two different sets of artwork but tell the same story, we're very curious because there's lots of different ways to tell a story. So yesterday we read a story called The Little Fir Tree, and today we're reading a story called
The Little Fir Tree.
The Little Fir Tree. And now this is from an original story by a man named Hans Christian Andersen, and he wrote stories a long time ago. And I think he was over in Copenhagen or something. Yeah, he's in Europe. He was in Europe when he wrote. And his stories have been so well loved that they've been told over and over and over again by various people all across the globe. And you'll know some of his other stories, like The Ugly Duckling and The Little Mermaid. And he's got a lot of stories. So today we're reading The Little Fir Tree. But this telling is by a man named Christopher Corr, who has done the art here. And he is... he's pretty great. We've seen some of his other work before too, haven't we? Uh-huh. Yeah. So before we get started, we want to give our patrons shout outs because we have people in our lives that make this podcast happen. They are supporting us so that we can get new stories, and then we also get to know them and we chat with them and we get to learn about them and they get to learn about us. They're kind of in the inner circle. Yes, that's right. There is an inner circle. And so today we want to give our patron shout out.
There's an inner circle and there's a circle of life.
That's right. There's lots of circles. So today our patron shout out is to Miss... Do you remember her name?
Mm-mm.
Oh, here. Let me whisper it to you. Oh.
Rose.
Philip's got a mouthful of something.
Melanie Rose.
And her dad, Stephen. And we want to say, Melanie, we hope that you enjoy this story because it is as beautiful as your name is, and I'm sure as you are in general. So let's get right down to it. The Little Fir Tree. Deep in the forest, there lived a beautiful little fir tree. The sun shone warmly, the birds sang, and a cool breeze blew, but the little fir tree was unhappy.
"When will I be big and tall like the other trees?"
he wondered.
"Then the birds could build their nests in my branches and sing to me. But now I am so small that no one pays any attention."
Suddenly, a hare leapt over the little fir tree. And he felt smaller than ever. And why do you think that is? What is a hare? Do you know?
A hare is a bunny.
A rabbit, yep. It's another way of saying they're bigger than regular rabbits, I think. And I believe they're also more wild. So hares are kind of like a rabbit. And now they're not very big, are they?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if a rabbit jumped over you. Soon it was summertime, and children came with baskets of berries. They sat next to the fir tree as they ate their fruit.
"What a perfect little tree,"
they said, stroking his branches.
"He's so pretty and sweet."
The little fir tree sighed.
"I don't want to be pretty and sweet,"
he thought.
"And I wish they'd leave my branches alone."
Ooh, this is a grumpy tree. I wonder if he turns things around. Then autumn came, and the lumberjacks arrived with saws and axes. Do you know what a lumberjack is? Well, there's a hint in their name. Do you know what lumber is?
No.
Aha. Okay, so lumber is a fancy way of saying wood that's been cut. Mm-hmm. So if you see somebody building a house, they typically use lumber. Yep. And so lumberjacks are the people who cut down trees. And then they chop their branches off and they chop them down so that you can use them to make other things. Okay?
"Where are you going?"
the little fir tree asked the giant trees.
Can I come too?
But the giant trees didn't reply.
Don't worry,
said Squirrel, as the little fir tree fretted.
It'll be your turn one day.
Now, do you know what it means to fret?
Whine.
Kind of, yeah. When you fret, you worry about something, and you oftentimes complain about it. Now, the next morning, the birds arrived.
What happened to the trees that got taken away?
Asked the little fir tree.
They have become cabins for people to live inside, standing sturdy and strong on the edge of the forest,
said the birds.
I wish I was bigger so I could be a cabin,
said the little fir tree.
He was so busy imagining that he didn't notice the butterflies fluttering around him.
Boy, isn't that the case? Sometimes we're so busy being upset about something that we don't notice the beautiful good things around us. I think it's always best to choose to focus on the good stuff, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
A few weeks later, more men arrived, and they cut down more of the big trees.
These will become ships to sail on the sea, said the birds.
Oh, I wish I could become a ship and sail on the sea,
said the little fir tree.
What is the sea?
And the birds laughed.
Don't wish your life away, little tree. Every moment is precious. Look at the sunlight falling through the golden leaves. It is so beautiful.
But the little fir tree wasn't listening. And these birds have given him really good advice. The seasons came and went. 2 whole years passed, and the little fir tree grew taller. When people came by, they said, "What a fine-looking tree! Oh, what a wonderful tree!" And you can see how this, what's happening to the tree. What's happening to him?
He went like this. Oh, baby. I'm bigger. I'm taller. I'm a teenager.
The tree is growing. He's no longer a baby tree, is he? And then it was winter. The snow fell and the cold wind blew it from the north. The lumberjacks arrived, and this time, the little fir tree was the first to be cut down. Finally, I will see the world, he thought, his heart soaring. The little fir tree was loaded onto a cart and wheeled into town. And then he was carried up to a grand house and placed in a beautiful room. Oh my goodness, I can't wait to see what's going to happen next. Some children began to hang tinsel, baubles, and ribbons on his branches. They lit candles and finally tied a gold star to the very top of him.
He's such a beautiful tree, so handsome and so tall,
they said, clapping their hands in delight.
I wish my old friends the squirrel and the birds could see me now,
thought the little fir tree proudly. And in the evening, the room filled with lots of people. And when they saw the little fir tree covered in candles and sweeties and baubles, they danced around with him with joy.
Now it's time for a story, said the father. I will tell you the tale of the Snow Queen. It is about two dear friends, Gerda and Kai, and how Gerda risks her life to look for Kai when he is taken away to Lapland in the frozen north.
Wow. Well, we kind of know a story about a snow queen, but I don't think it's the same. But do you want to know a secret? The story of the snow queen that we know, what was her name?
Elsa.
Yeah. It was originally by the same man who wrote this story. It's true, a little bit different, but the man who wrote this story, Hans Christian Andersen, also wrote the story of the Snow Queen. You should check it out. Okay, back to the story. The little fir tree listened attentively, for he had never heard a story before. And when the story was finished, the little fir tree was once again surrounded by people. They ate all the sweeties and untied all the ribbons until he looked like a forest tree again. And later, when after everyone had gone to bed, the little fir tree thought about everything that had happened.
I can't wait for it to begin again. Perhaps I will get different ribbons tomorrow.
Do you think he will? But the next day, two men carried the little fir tree out of the room and out of the house to the shed. They closed the door, leaving him in the dark. Oh, is that what you thought was going to happen? Hours went by and no one came.
What is happening now? Thought the little fir tree. This isn't what I thought the world would be like.
To pass the time, the little fir tree thought
it looks like someone drew a heart.
In the picture, I'll post this on my Instagram, friends, so you can kind of follow along. But in the picture, you can see that the little tree looks like he's got a heart right in the middle of him. Okay. To pass the time, the little fir tree thought about the woods. He remembered the feel of the warm sun and the fresh breeze on his leaves. He thought of how the animals were so kind to him and the birds, too. He even missed the big hare.
It was the best place in the world, he thought. If only I had known it then.
And when the spring came, so did an old friend.
Hello, little fir tree,
said Squirrel.
What are those things on the little fir tree?
Well, in the picture, we can see the squirrel has climbed back into the fir tree. But the fir tree has a couple other things happening. Those things that you see on him are called pine cones. And they are the seed of... Do you know how sometimes if you plant a seed in the ground, it'll grow a plant? Pine cones have pine seeds in them, and pine trees are fir trees. It's kind of a complicated way of putting it. Mm-hmm. So,
how did you come to be here, and what have you seen of the world since we last met?
Says the squirrel. And the little fir tree told him about the wonderful candles and baubles and the story of the Snow Queen and Kai and Gerda.
It was beautiful,
he said.
But not as beautiful as the forest.
And the little fir tree sighed sadly. The squirrel squeaked in reply so loudly that the children heard. They opened the door of the shed to see what was making the noise.
It's our old tree,
they said excitedly. And they dragged the little fir tree outside. The children decorated the little fir tree again, but this time with flowers and leaves. He breathed in the fresh air as he heard the laughter of the children.
This is the place for me,
he thought, as the sun warmed his branches and the breeze tickled his leaves. For the first time, the little fir tree was happy. Midsummer arrived, and the sun was hot and high in the sky, and the birds swooped and dived. Let's see.
Knock down trees.
Well, let's see what happens. The birds swooped and dived as butterflies caressed the perfumed flowers and bees buzzed as they fed on the blossoms. And out of the ground, where the squirrel kept his larder, which is his pantry of stuff, grew a new, beautiful little fir tree. So it looks like what's happened here is the old fir tree was repurposed in summertime. Maybe he was a bonfire, I think. But his seeds, when that squirrel came in to get those pine cones, he took all those pine cones, which are full of seeds, and he took them and he buried them because that's what squirrels do. And then from that came brand new pine trees. like this little guy right here, which is going to start the whole process all over again. And that is actually part of the circle of life, isn't it? Mm-hmm. As long as we regrow our trees.
It's not part of the circle.
It's not.
It's part of the circle of life.
Yeah, it is. And I would
not the one that we have, the one that the Lion King has.
Ah, yeah, from the Lion King. I agree. I agree. But I also think it is. Can you say it with me? The
end.
The end.